Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross and Humboldt Wildcats head boys track coach Greg Wickett. The 2025 Nielsen Family Indoor Girls Meet was held on Thursday. I sat down with Ross to discuss the team's performances and the upcoming season.
Overall, you know, I was super happy with how we performed, how we stayed kind of focused throughout the meet. We treated this kind of like a dress rehearsal, and we talked about that with the girls of how do you manage your time in between races and events, and you know, making sure you're ready to go but not all tired out and tuckered out already before your race starts. And there was a lot of nerves, which is to be expected, and I told them, you know, that's a good thing as well. So I thought we managed all that to the best of our abilities, and I was super satisfied with our performances tonight.
And Coach, it seemed like you had a few performers here tonight who were able to get some good finishes as well, a few second place.
You know, yeah, some of the highlights in my eyes was our hurdle group. You know, we've got we have four kids that we can put together a pretty good shuttle team, and for not having gone over a full set of five hurdles yet this year until today, you know, I thought we ran pretty clean races, some things to clean up there. Other bright spots, I think we've got 8 to 10 girls who can run some pretty good 400s for us, which allows us a lot of flexibility in our lineup and moving kids around and building different relays. So I was super happy to see some of those performances. And then, you know, our 4x8 team, it's been a couple of years since we've been able to put one together that's, you know, been able to be competitive. And I think we've got a good chance this year to do something there. So, you know, those are the things that stand out in my mind right now without having done a deep dive into the results yet. But
this year, what were the thoughts coming into this season?
Well, so we've got 15 returning letter winners, so a good core group of kids that have been around and contributed in the past, some of them since they were freshmen. And so, you know, we're going to lean on them for leadership at practices, at meets, but also we've added, you know, I think a group of freshmen that can come in and contribute as well right off the bat. So, you know, when we get to start talking to conference finishes and how everything else looks, it's going to be tough to hang with Clear Lake and Algona. You know, they were 1-2 last year and return a lot of stuff, but I truly think we should be right there in third when it's all said and done if we can put some things together.
What's been the message to this team this year?
Just showing up every day with a good mindset. You know, that's, we don't want any energy vampires because that's contagious. And track is hard. It's supposed to be hard. And so when we have those tough workouts, we've been, you know, preaching to pick each other up and encourage each other. And, you know, we saw the results of that tonight. The girls have been working hard for about 3 weeks now. And I was just happy to see how they came out and competed and put forth some good performances.
Has it been hard to kind of navigate practice with the snow days we've had recently?
It has. You know, we started the very first day that we could, knowing there's going to be days we don't have school and can't practice. And we're thankful for this rec center. They give us an hour every day. So, you know, we haven't had to battle the weather too much as far as, you know, as long as we're at school, we can practice. So that has been an interesting thing to navigate. But at the same time, you know, we understand that some of those days off, unscheduled, unplanned, are good for mind and body. So we'll just do what we can do when we're at practice, and we'll recover on those other days.
Any newcomers to this team that have kind of caught your eye early?
Yeah, obviously the Fisher twins had some really good performances, good 800s tonight, both of them right around 242. So that's great. We've been missing that for a few years now. You know, I think Brooklyn Cernette could end up, you know, factoring into some of our 200, 400 stuff, whether it's in relays or the open things. Landry Lash is another kid that's just a good athlete. You know, I feel like she's one of those kids you can put about anywhere, and she's willing to do whatever the team needs. And then, you know, Adeline Goodell is factoring into our shuttle hurdle team. So off the top of my head, you know, those are some of the freshmen that we've seen flash and think they're really going to help us at the varsity level.
A few of the returners had a big night as well here tonight.
For sure. The one that comes to mind right away is Bryn Malo. To run 230 800s, you know, when I think her fastest one last year was about 236 or 238, she's just been, you know, in a really good place mentally this year. You know, she's taking her setback at the cross-country state qualifying meet, you know, to heart, and is using it as fuel. And, you know, she's just been working so hard and been a great leader for our distance group, and especially those freshmen coming in, giving them somebody to chase.
thoughts going into the next meet?
So we've got about, I think, 11 practices I counted. You know, we'll put together some workouts and adjust some of our training times based on what we saw tonight. But, you know, I really feel like we're in a pretty good spot here having our first meet, and we got a lot of good stuff to build on. So I'm excited to hopefully be able to run that Clear Lake meet. It's always tough to contend with the weather that first meet of the year, but, you know, we'll be ready to go.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the performances tonight. Look forward to seeing you coming up next in April.
All right. Thank you very much, Matt.
The 2025 Nielsen Family Indoor Boys Meet was held on Friday. Wickett spoke to reporters after the meet to discuss the team's performances.
They did a good job for this early in the year. We haven't been practiced hardly at all because of the snow, but we've kind of used these first few indoors to train, and we're seeing some good things. We're not ready and where we need to be yet, but that'll come later.
An impressive result there with the shuttle.
Oh, yeah, the shuttle. They've been running well all year. They should be. Most of those guys, they're all back, I think, from last year's state qualifiers, and they looked really good doing things they need to do early. They looked really good.
And then Valley Davis with an impressive run as well.
Valley was kind of a question mark up till tonight. He is his first year out, and he's big and athletic. We all know that. And to win the highs, his first time trying that event, I mean, that was impressive. He can do some nice things. It'll be really nice to score a couple of guys in the meets in the high hurdles. That's a tough event, and he did really well.
And then the 4x4 there towards the end, what a battle that turned out to be. Humbled Algona down the stretch.
Yeah, we know Algona's going to be really good all year. We kind of planned it to go head-to-head with him tonight, and it was everything it was supposed to be. I mean, if you don't run against good competition, you can't be where you need to be by the end of the year, and Algona is going to be good all year, and we'll see him a bunch of times, and it'll be hopefully an ongoing battle that we can nip him at the end when it counts.
And the distance med to start off the evening turned out to be a pretty good race over Jackson Dodd, bringing it home.
Yeah, we last year we ran pretty much Mason Van Pelt on the end of that thing all year long, and I think by the end of the year last year we burned him out a little bit, so we're gonna kind of split the duty in the medley this year with all the 800 guys we've got. Plus it's a good event for training. You know, it's always going to be close to the end of a medley, and you got to fight, and that's really the thing that we need out of those middle distance guys, their ability to close and to finish races out. And And Jackson did a good job. He's a veteran, so we expect a lot from him this year.
Good to see Buzik hit 48 in the shot.
Yeah, I was really happy with our shot putters. Both of them have been throwing mid-40s this year. For Buzik to really finally break out in 48, that's a good throw. I mean, that'll be top three in most meets we're at this year. And if he really starts to push 50, I mean, he ought to get to state if he gets up into that range. That's a pretty elite throw, for especially early in the year. Yeah, to have throwers doing that well this early, that's really something. Busick's good at the discus too, and being an upperclassman, he ought to really figure into things this year.
As far as next meet, tell us preparation wise going into your next one here.
We just got to get on the track and train. We haven't hardly been able to train much this spring. The blizzards and the meets that we've had early in this year haven't allowed us to train like we need to train to get ready. So next week, hopefully the temperatures will be up enough for us to have some good practices, get those in, and teach them a few little things that they need to know here and there. But we can, for where we're at this early, I'm pretty happy with the effort overall.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a good effort here tonight, and look forward to seeing you upcoming.
Yep, thanks. I'm looking forward to it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.